This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's military general staff said Tuesday Ukrainian forces have fought off a fresh round of Russian attacks in the east as technicians race to restore electricity following Moscow's latest wave of missile strikes that caused power disruptions across the country as winter approaches in the region. The general staff said Tuesday Russian troops continued their relentless offensive in the Bakhmut-Avdiivka areas of the Donetsk region, adding that tank and military artillery bombardments hit some 20 settlements in the area. European Union and Western Balkan leaders met in the Albanian capital of Tirana Tuesday for a summit meant to reassure the region of a future in the regional bloc amid fears of rising Russian and Chinese influence. Leaders of six Balkan countries, Albania, Bosnia, Kosovo, Montenegro, North Macedonia, and Serbia, have long expressed disillusion that negotiations have not started or are stalled years after being promised eventual EU membership. While reluctance over further enlarging the EU is rife among current member states, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has pushed them to focus more energy on bringing the region closer to the bloc. Speaking to reporters ahead of the meeting, Kosovo President Vjosa Osmani said her country will be applying for EU membership this month. She added Balkan nations seeking EU membership need to make it very clear where they stand regarding Russia.
On one side, you have countries that fully align with the European Union, and on the other side, you have countries that fully align with Putin. They should not be treated the same. Whether you stand with Ukraine today or you stand with Russia should matter. Whether you have adopted sanctions against Russia or not should matter. And these are signals which the EU should send very, very clearly to all of the countries of the Western Balkans, because standing on the right side of history today is the least that should be expected of us.
Ukrainian officials warned Tuesday critical energy infrastructure continues to be threatened by Russian strikes. This is VOA News. North Korea has once again fired a barrage of artillery rounds into the waters near rival South Korea. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The barrage is the second in consecutive days in a tit-for-tat for the South's live fire drills. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected the North firing around 90 artillery rounds from a frontline area along its eastern coast. The shells, likely from multiple rocket launchers, landing in the northern side of a maritime buffer zone established in 2018 to reduce border tensions. The firings come shortly after the North instructed frontline units to launch artillery into the sea as a warning following the South's artillery exercises. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After nearly a month, the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona has certified the state's midterm election results. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Weeks of drama, top Arizona officials, including Governor Doug Ducey, signed off on the 2022 midterm election results Monday at a signing ceremony in Phoenix.
This is a responsibility I do not take lightly.
Several counties delayed their certification but were unable to prove claims of election fraud. Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, a Democrat who is now the governor-elect, took rural holdout Cochise County to court last week, securing a judge's order after supervisors there blew past their deadline.
False claims that undermine our democracy remain prevalent.
Audio courtesy ABC 15 Arizona. The certification opens a five-day window for formal election challenges. Republican Carrie Lake, who lost the race for governor, promised to file a lawsuit. Her allies have focused on problems with ballot printers in Maricopa County. An automatic statewide recount will be required in three races decided by less than half a percentage point. I'm Jennifer King.
Police in Thailand said a bomb exploded next to a train track Tuesday, killing three people and injuring four others, from the Railroad Authority. They were among dozens of workers who were repairing the section of track damaged from a previous explosion last Friday. The bombing occurred in the town of Sado, the Sakla province, and authorities have closed off the area to search for any other possible undetonated explosives. Police cannot confirm if the explosives were placed Tuesday or that was from the earlier incident. Since an insurgency led by anti-government separatists began in 2004, more than 7,300 people have been killed in the Muslim-majority provinces of Narathiwat, Pattani, and Yala, the only Muslim provinces in the Buddhist-dominated Thailand. U.S. Geological Survey scientists say the Mauna Loa volcano on Hawaii's Big Island continued to visibly erupt in the early hours of Tuesday, with lava bubbling from a seam in a rock. According to your report, I'm Jeff Custer. This.